The second edition of the Juba Primary School Mini Competition Spelling Bee is soon opening in Juba, and we find out more about the competition from Emmanuel Karaba, Ezra, and Philippa Odokanyero Bongomin. Good morning, and thank you so much for making our time to speak to us this morning.
Good morning, Lasu. Pleasure to be here.
Right. You are welcome. So I'll start with you, Bongomin. Tell us about the Spelling Bee.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Spelling Bee is a competition organized by the Excellence Foundation for South Sudan, whereby it is actually a competition whereby the spellers are asked to spell the word correctly. Mm-hmm. When they spell the word wrongly, then they get zero mark. The person that spelled the word correctly gets the right marks.
Okay.
And then they are earning also the points. Mm. So the more words the speller spells, then the higher the person get the marks.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. So you were about to start the second phase. Let's talk about the first phase. How was it, Emmanuel?
Well, thank you so much. The first phase went on well, and in that program we had about six teams that participated in the program. Mm. Normally we do a lot of things, not only the spelling bee, and it is the main program that we are trying to implement here in South Sudan.
Okay.
And it includes other programs such as the quizzes and the academic debate. That is for last year. And for this year, we have included one of the program known as the memorized speech.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. And why do you choose to work with students, Odokanyero?
Yes, of course, for the nation to be of great, then we need to build the foundation that starts from the learners, especially the kids.
Mm.
Yes,
okay.
That's why we prefer using the learners.
Right. So have you already identified the schools? How do interested schools apply?
Well, we have a number of schools. Actually, last year we piloted the program with only five schools. But this year we have a huge number of schools, not actually too huge, but within our capacity, we think we can manage that one. As per now, we have 14 schools that so far have registered.
Right, 14 schools within Juba.
Within Juba,
okay,
yes.
Okay, so did they have to apply or you walked to them?
Oh, well, they had to apply because we published the invitation through online and also writing to schools.
Right.
Also, not only in Juba and also in Yei.
Okay.
For Yei, Emmanuel knows about that.
Okay. Yes, Emmanuel, bring us to speed.
Yes, for Yei, this is the first time that we are implementing this program.
Mm.
And normally when we are starting, we start with only the three activities. So that is the academic debate, the quizzes, and the spelling bee.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right.
So for the case of Yei, we are going to have about eight schools that will take part in that competition.
Okay. So we have Yei and Juba.
And
so
Juba,
Juba has 14 schools. Yei has eight schools. Is this happening simultaneously, or do you have different dates for it, Emma?
Yeah, for the case of this competition in Juba, it will begin by 18th of next month up to 18th of October.
Mm.
Then for the case of Yei, it will start on date 25th of next month and it will end on date 6th of October.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. So where is the venue of this? Because I believe there's going to be judges. Just bring us a speed, Philip. How is it going to be?
Yeah, the venue for this, the one in Juba.
Mm.
Actually, for now, we are moving schools to schools, from one school to the other, whereby this school visit the other schools like that. But when it comes to the final, we are going to find a neutral ground for that.
For now, you're having inter-school competition.
Inter-school visit, because also we want us the learners also to visit and experience
the other schools.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so I know, Philip, you say that for us to envision a brighter future, we need to start with the foundations, and that's working with the young people. But for your organization, what is the objective of this?
Yeah, our main objective here particularly is to make sure that the whole country get involved in education. That's why we have started from the primary level, and we want to see that all of us will get the right part of education that is in there. That is why for this case we are focusing on the extra curriculum activities, because we have realized that most of these schools are focusing on the class learning, whereby the learners are exposed to what is in the text, and the real part of learning where they are supposed to be modeled in all aspects of learning is not involved. And that's why you have taken this part.
Right, practicality, you say.
Yes.
Okay. Still interested about the first phase. Who was the winner and what did they go home with?
Yes, the winner was Bishop Mazoldi Primary School. Yeah, we gave them a trophy with some simple monetary value, as well as some other, even we gave certificates, and we gave numerous, even a lot of things that we gave within our capacity.
Including learning materials for the participants.
Winners, yes. For all participants.
All the participants were given certificates, and the winners and also the runners-up, they were also appreciated.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So what about the second edition? What should participants envision?
Yeah, for the second edition, we may probably follow the same system, but it may be somehow different. Because of other things, we could not make it as quite different as the way we expect it. Yeah, but I believe the same thing will be given to them as the award.
Okay, yeah. Right, thank you so much. And this involves, of course, awarding and buying stuff. So would imagine there's a monetary cost when it comes to arranging this competition. So who is funding your project?
Oh, for now, let me say, we don't have funding that comes from an external body. It is within the organizing people or the organization that funds its some of this activity. Of course, we don't have that full capacity, but we just try within our own capacity.
Right, right. Yeah. And you're doing a good job. Just expose us to your organization and what is it that you do.
Sorry?
Expose us to your organization. Tell us more about your organization and what it is that you do, apart from having the spelling bees and, you know, working with children in school.
Oh, thank you. First of all, I can say Excellence Foundation for South Sudan was legally registered in 2021, September. And we have a lot of activities that we are running in the organization, but mainly we have taken the education part of it to be the main program that we are focusing on because we are still 2 years in operation. So some of the areas including health, agriculture, and so on, but as per now, we are focusing on education.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much there. And gentlemen, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us about this noble cause of working with the young people of South Sudan. Before I let you go, what would be your last remark? I'll start with you, Philip.
Yeah, well, my last remarks is that I would like to call upon all the people who are outside there and they are getting us, if there is any way we normally request for support, because running such something which is of much innovative to the country needs support. If there's any other person who is willing to support us, we are open and we are willing to accept any support. Thank you.
Right. And how do people access you?
We have a platform, both on Facebook, we have the website. Yeah.
Like as for now, if there's anyone who wants to access us, see, that person can send us an email to hello@excellencefoundationss.org.
Hello@excellencefoundationssouthsudan.org.
Yes, ss.org.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And Emmanuel, before you go.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, this program, it is something unique and we have a lot of things to do. And in this case, I may say for all those people outside there who are listening to us, and if you are working in one of the school or if your child is learning in one of the school, make sure that you encourage the child to push with the administration so that by next year, this will be part of the competition, because our interest is to make sure that this program, in the next 2 to 3 years, it should run in the whole country. That is why this year we have decided to extend to Yei. Probably next year we may be in Terekeka or in other county within Central Equatoria State, but our target is to make sure that this program should cover the whole of South Sudan.
Right.
And we believe by next year we may have good number of schools that will take part in this, and we expect this knowledge to reach all the learners that we have in the country. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. And just before I let you go, I know I've said this before, but yes, is this open to the public? Will the finals be open to the public?
Actually, the final will be open to the public. Even the competition that will be done in the middle, if you are free, you can just reach to us and we tell you where it's going to be. You can join us.
Okay. And, yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Emmanuel and Philip, for your time.
Thank you. Too.